Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Strangler Vine by N.J. Carter. Read by Alex Windham. Historical note. The East India Company was launched in 1600 by a group of British merchants with ambitions to trade with the East. Over the next two centuries, it built up its own private army and gradually gave up its trading interests in favor of taking over and ruling large parts of India, making money out of taxation and out of its monopoly in the opium trade with China. It became a peculiar mixture of private company and instrument of the British state, and was arguably the world's first multinational. By 1837, the company dominated the subcontinent, controlling much of what is now India, Bangladesh, and Nepal, with Calcutta as its capital. Within these borders, there still existed many independent princely states, however, which struggled to find ways of existing alongside their powerful and hungry neighbor. Prologue. Central India, June 1837. He stumbles out from the mango grove, and at that moment, the thick monsoon clouds, which color the night a dull charcoal gray, shift. A sliver of moonlight shines through, and he sees their bright, curved knives. Had the clouds not parted, he would have blundered, laughing, straight through the gates, straight onto their blades. As it is, he is in a befuddled haze and pretty far gone. He has been alternately laughing disgustedly at himself and seething at their crimes, their banality, their complacency. He has been imagining how he will pay them back.